As Australia begins its Royal Commission into anti-Semitism and social cohesion, there's important new research from the Pew Center. It shows we're one of the most religiously diverse countries in the world. Now, that might surprise people who expected much bigger countries, the US or India, to claim this diversity title. Yunping Tong is a senior researcher on the Pew team.
So in this study, we measure diversity based on how evenly each country's population is distributed among seven religious groups. And we find that as of 2020, Australia has a high level of religious diversity. And on the diversity scale, which ranges from 0 to 10, Australia receives a score of 7. That means the country has a relatively even mix of religious groups. And as of 2020, Australia ranks as the 9th place among all countries in the world.
Yeah, 9th out of more than 200 countries. That's very interesting. The major religious groups in Australia, how did you measure them? What were the scores?
As of 2020, there's no religious group makes up majority in the country. And the largest group is Christian. They made up 47%. And there are 42% of people who say they don't have a religion, and the rest of the population is largely spread across Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists. And this makes Australia has a more balanced distribution of religious groups than many countries in the world.
Yeah, what's the relevance, though, of Australia's place in the Asia-Pacific to these rankings? Because that's an important factor in the research, isn't it, Tong?
Yes. So among all the Asia-Pacific nations, Australia is the fourth most religiously diverse country, following Singapore, Taiwan, and South Korea. And New Zealand ranks the fifth in the Asia-Pacific region.
It's interesting the other countries in the region that are even more diverse. You mentioned Singapore. Singapore, we think of as a tiny city-state, really. How diverse is Singapore?
So on the diversity score, Singapore receives a score of 9.3 out of 10, so it's highly diverse. And it's true, Singapore is a small country with less than 6 million people. But we find that there are multiple factors that contribute to Singapore's high level of diversity. And one is that the country's history as a trading post, which attract migrants from Malaysia, India, and China. And these countries all differ in their religious background. So they have large numbers of Hindus, Muslims, and Buddhists. And in addition to that, the history, the country also has implemented policies to protect religious freedom and to maintain the country's ethnic diversity.
Now, what's going to surprise many people, Tong, is that the United States, which is a big immigrant country, I mean, one of the world's sort of original truly immigrant countries, well down on the list. What does the data show about religious diversity in the United States?
By our measure, which we look at the distribution of seven religious groups, U.S. ranks 32nd overall in religious diversity, and the country has a large Christian majority, which is 64%. And then there are 30% of people who say they don't have a religion, and the rest are spread across Muslims, Jews, Hindus, and Buddhists. But like we just mentioned, that Singapore has a small population, so immigration can impact the country's religious composition quite significantly. But U.S. has such a large population. So if we only look at the countries with the largest population, the 10 countries with the largest population, U.S. is actually the most diverse religiously.
Very interesting results about our nearest neighbor, which is Timor-Leste, but very similar to a faraway country, Moldova. What do these two countries have in common when it comes to religious diversity?
Right. These two countries, they are very interesting. So they are not very diverse. And in our countries, in our study, we actually classify them as having a low or very low level of diversity. And their populations are almost entirely Christian. For example, Timor-Leste, our estimates show this country is 99.5% Christian. These countries, it's interesting that they do have something in common, that we notice that these diverse countries, they're often surrounded by other countries with a similar religious background. For example, Moldova is located among heavily Christian countries. But at the same time, geographic location is just one of the many factors that shape a country's religious diversity. Other factors such as the country's history, the immigration policies, and the level of economic development also play a significant role.
What are the least religiously diverse countries on the entire list that Pew has compiled?
Among the total 201 countries and territories, we find Yemen is the least diverse country, followed by Afghanistan.
These countries, I suspect, are almost 100% Muslim.
Correct.
Yeah. Muslim majority nations seem to be the least religiously diverse. Do we know why?
We did notice that in all Muslim majority countries, Muslims often make up 90% or more of the country's population. But regarding why, so in this study, we focused on describing the diversity and we didn't really go beyond that. But that said, our global work we've done in the past does offer some insight. For example, we've observed that in countries where Muslims form a large majority, the religious composition has often been stable. And one main reason is that overall Muslims, they rarely switch religion, and virtually all people who were raised Muslim, they stay Muslim. Mm. By contrast, in many Christian majority countries, the Christian share has been declining due to people leaving the religion. And Australia is one example. Like back in 2010, Christians, they made up a clear majority, 67% of the country. But in 2020, the figure is 47%.
Yeah. Christianity is the most widely dispersed religion, it seems. Now, I guess there's a long history of colonization, which also spread Christianity. How does that show up in the data?
Yes, we have noticed that among all the seven groups we studied, Christians are the most geographically spread out. And there are many millions of Christians in all six regions of the world, except for the Middle East and North Africa. And there are only 12 million Christians. But they are often the majority group of countries in the world. In fact, in 120 countries around the world, Christians are the majority group. So it's not very surprising that among the top 10 most diverse countries, Christians are often also the largest religious group.
Very good to speak with you, Tong. Thank you for joining us on the Religion and Ethics Report.
Thank you for having me.
Yunping Tong from the Pew Research Center in Washington.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.